gyrating bitch. Give me.
Once, when night was come, Carl looked up and saw a star in the west. As Carl gazed upon it, the star shone so brightly it consumed all other lights in the heavens and became the only star Carl could see. And Carl thought within himself, saying, "It is time for my journey to begin." For all his life, he had known he was waiting for a sign, and he knew that when this sign appeared, he would follow it. And so Carl departed, and lo, the star which he saw in the west went before him. And no sooner had he begun his journey than he was beset with questions. Why had the star appeared to him this night? Where would it lead him? And what would he find when he arrived? Thought Carl, "I have always known of this voyage, but even now that I have departed, I do not know its purpose." And so it was that after much deliberation, Carl decided he would ask the people whom he met along the way to explain to him that which he arrived. Thought Carl, "I have always known of this voyage, but even now that I have departed, I do not know its purpose." And so it was that after much deliberation, Carl decided he would ask the people whom he met along the way to explain to him that which he did not know, and this decision gave him the peace he needed to continue on. Carl traveled on towards the sea. There he met Tupac Bugor, the googly-eyed fisherman. "Tupac," Carl said, "I am following the brightest star in the heavens, but I do not know its meaning. Can you help me?" And Tupac looked up from his nets and said unto him, "I do not know of that light so far, but it does bring to mind the Bethlehem star. A child was born and brought many gifts spiced, and he went by the name of Jesus H. Christ." "Jesus Christ," said Carl, "who was he?" The googly-eyed fisherman's words rang true.